there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Premier League is back Saturday on NBC, streaming on Peacock. Head to Northwest England, where the surprise club of last season, who wants to guess the surprise team of last year in the Premier League? Seton O'Connor. Surprise team?
Newcastle?
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Vamos!
You did it.
Vamos.
You did it. Newcastle looks to continue their great form, taking on Aston Villa, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Poll question for the final hour of this program is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we actually just put up a fun one here.
Okay.
Based off of, well, shockingly, something Todd has going on right now.
What do you have going on right now, Todd?
Do you feel lucky when a day and month of the calendar year are the same number? Okay. Yes, of course I do. Or yes, of course, like who doesn't? Mm. Or what? No. Right now, what? No has 88% of the vote.
Wow. I'm so upset by that.
You're the only one.
People like numerology. I didn't 88% think that's nothing special about 88.
Todd, 88%?
Now I just realized.
They're
now it's great.
More on your side than you realize.
That's perfect. 88%. Okay.
877-3DP show. Operator Tyler's sitting by, taking your phone calls. And we say good morning to those watching on Peacock. And our radio partners numbering nearly 400 cities that carry this. I used to say the award-nominated program. We weren't nominated this last year. So formally award-nominated program.
A wordy.
Yeah, it is. A little wordy there. He's Ryan Leaf. He's a college football analyst, NFL analyst, and he's doing some a lot of things with Westwood One, Sirius XM, and the former number two overall pick by the Chargers, the 1998 draft. Did you care about numerology? Like when you picked your number when you played in college or the pros, how important was that?
It all started in high school, and I wanted my dad's number. My dad wore number 14, and so coach lays out all the jerseys out on the bleachers, and it's first come, first serve. And this little kid who was not going to play and was not going to, you know, whatever, picks up 14, and I looked at him and I said, hey, you know, that's my dad's number. Can I? And he flat out, you know, said no. Mm-hmm. And so the only number left with the quarterback number was 16. And so I took it. And that's what I wore the rest of my life.
Did you want to change it at any point?
Once I had it, somebody started using the moniker Sweet 16. And so I rolled with it.
It still sounds like you're bothered by this kid who took 14.
I even remember his name. His name was Bill Clark.
Oh, Bill Clark.
Yeah. Paulie.
Paulie.
Where is Bill Clark right now?
Track down Bill Clark.
We're all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not sitting in a man cave being interviewed by me. That's for sure. what's going on with Washington State, your alma mater? What's the future there?
It's devastating. This was an inevitability. It really was. We're on the precipice of the National Collegiate Football League. We are. It's going to be two conferences between 18 to 22 teams, most likely, that can afford to be in there. The media rights deal, it's going to be its own separate entity, probably no NCAA. And they're going to make a lot of money doing it. And they're going to be teams that are relegated. And it just started sooner rather than later. I thought we may have a few more years. But the writing was on the wall last year. It was. And the fact that George Kliavkoff and the Board of Governors did not move on that deal much faster and allowed things to play out, allowed the Big 12 to really gain some momentum after what went down last year, it really led to this. You couldn't have been too surprised. Now, talking with President Schultz, who was the head of it from Washington State, he said he had everybody back to the table Friday morning. And then right before the meeting started, Arizona was like that one holdout. And they got them back to the table. They were going to sign the grant of rights deal to the Pac-12 conference in Oregon and Washington came in and said, we're going to take the Big Ten deal. They were just too fearful of the streaming aspect of everything.
All right, so what's the time frame here, realistic time frame, that you think we have the NFL model of college football?
Well, how quickly it's escalated over 2 years ago when Oklahoma and Texas went to the SEC and then USC and UCLA, and then what completely evaporated, I would suspect within the next 5 years.
And it feels like it's going to be Big Ten commission. You could have two commissioners, the Big Ten commissioner and the SEC commissioner, and they could oversee like the AFC and the NFC if you wanted to.
You could, but I ultimately think there'll be one czar.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoever that may look like. You know, the Big Ten commissioner right now is new, of course, after Warren took the job with the Bears and what the SEC has accomplished.
But he's a TV guy, the Big Ten commissioner.
He is.
Like, that's what you need. You got to have – TV has changed. Changed college athletics, changed college football. I don't know if it's going to be for the good because I always think about this. I get caught up in it because I'm a member of the media, and I have to look at both sides. If you're a fan, is it good for you what is happening now?
Well, I think you're going to get good football. I mean, I just got the Big 12's game of the week, you know, with ESPN on the streaming service that they have, ESPN Plus. So I'm going to get to go down and get some really good Big 12 games. Some Pac-12 teams are going to be involved with it in the next few years, you know, a lot more games. So I think we're going to have some interesting, good football games. So that doesn't bother me. What bothers me, of course, is the history, the legacy, all those things that exist from when I was a kid growing up. You know, the Rose Bowl was going away anyway. It was going to this playoff, and it was not going to be used as the traditional Big Ten Pac-12 game anymore. And that was unfortunate. I just love the venue, and I love the game. I don't necessarily care who's playing in it. But, yeah, it's as a fan who's consuming it, it's got to be difficult. And I've had a lot of former players reach out to me over the last couple of days just in disbelief.
Yeah, I wonder – if you're a fan, they don't care that the volleyball team has to go to, you know, Piscataway and play Rutgers, or the baseball team might be put out by going someplace. It's basically, what do you have for me? And if the menu is still great, you know, maybe there's less items on the menu, but the menu is strengthened because there are going to be some good matchups. You get USC and UCLA and the Big Ten, and you get matchups that you didn't have before. I'm just curious what happens with Florida State, Clemson, and Notre Dame. At what point do they say, we're going to stay where we are? Can we stay where we are? Is it time to make that move?
Well, I think Florida State pretty much told the world it's time to make that move. And I tell you what, if they go out this year and play like I think they are, and get back to the championship level caliber team they are with Mike Norvell and Jordan Travis, the quarterback, that's going to speak volumes. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the SEC pretty darn quick here. And then that's the domino that continues to fall. The ACC starts to crumble. You look at the two sides of things, and then the NCAA becomes, you know, essentially what they are, just a giant party planning group every March. and we move away from all of that.
I've heard some former quarterbacks talk about, even Mike Tannenbaum, the former Jets GM, saying he would not start a rookie quarterback. Not under any circumstances. Week one. Mm-hmm. Where we are with quarterbacks coming out of college, and, you know, it's already a professional, you know, system that they're running. I know Mahomes didn't, you know, when he came out, and Carson Palmer. You know, we've had a lot of guys who didn't start, Steve McNair. But where are we right now with the state of quarterbacking? C.J. Stroud, should he be starting week one? Bryce Young, should he be starting week one?
I mean, it clearly looks like they've adjusted to what they're being asked to do. But we all felt that way. I mean, going into my first game, everybody was really confident with what I had been doing in practice, you know, and how we were moving along. And in fact, we went out and won our first two starts. I didn't play, you know, particularly well.
Did you know what you were doing?
Yeah. I mean, I knew what I was doing, but the things that I was thinking too much. And when you step out on a football field, when you're going through the offense, you don't want to be thinking about anything other than what you may see with them doing defensively. That's all you want to think about. You don't want to think about, what did I call on the snap count? What protection did I put here? What happens if this safety comes down? Do I move the back over here to protect me on this side? That's just got to be second nature. And that's what happens when you've been in the system that long. You look at players like, I mean, Peyton Manning played his entire career in the same offense. Tom Moore, that offense, it's never changed. Even with Adam Gase that came along, that was Peyton, what he was doing. And making changes on his own. So when you have that ability, that's a big part of it. So
would you start C.J. Stroud for a bad team?
I don't think Houston's that bad of a team, though. So I think their offensive line may be one of the best in the league. And if you have a good offensive line, a rookie quarterback he's going to hold the ball longer than most guys do. You just look at the trajectory of where Tom Brady was in year 1, 2, 3, and what he looked like in year 15, where the ball was out like that. So you have to. That's a learning progression. You used to be able to hold the ball back there, pat a little bit in college, you know, take your time. Pros, you got to get rid of it. And he's a really good offensive line. So I don't have a problem with that. The only problem I always have is how involved the teams are on when it goes bad, when failure does happen. Because no one, as we've talked about this before, can quantify that variable. You just don't know. It hasn't happened.
Not many of these guys have faced failure.
No.
Like you're playing at Ohio State or Alabama. Okay, may have lost one game or two games in a season.
And then he goes back to, you go look at Bryce Young, go back to modern day where you just dominate in Southern Cal all the time. So,
and that's always what I want to see from a young quarterback. When you throw the interception, when you get sacked, now what do you do? Not when you throw a touchdown, because the true adversity of the position is, and everybody faces it, what happens when, you know, you get knocked on your rear end?
Yeah, and you don't know what that's going to be like, especially when you have to step up to the mic after the game. That's even a bigger thing, right? To take ownership of something that you may not feel was your fault, but since you're the quarterback and you're the leader, it is. And also, when you're embarrassed and humiliated. Because, like you said, these guys haven't been embarrassed and humiliated playing in a game in front of everybody. Like, you're used to being so good at what you do. What happens when you step out there and have a game like I did against Kansas City, my third game, and it's just embarrassing, and you're so humiliated that you regress to this defensive position and just, you know, back yourself into a corner, start fighting. And it completely backfired on me, and it's just always dependent on these players, and then how is the team going to back you and support you in that process?
Well, when do you start thinking about the post-game press conference while you're in the game and you have a bad game?
You don't even think about it in the locker. All of a sudden, it's just like this thing that slaps you in the face, and you're standing in front of a microphone and you have these people just going, "You sucked. What? How did this happen?" You know? And then you look at the guy and you think, you know, he's about, you know, 280 pounds and 5'4" and never played a game of football. And you're just like going, I am so much superior than you. Stop asking me stupid questions, little man. And that doesn't work out well for anybody.
No, it does not. I know it didn't work out for somebody I know.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase said that he would have no problem with Joe Burrow sitting out for maybe the first five games of the regular season. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that tells me a little bit more maybe about the injury. You know,
yes.
But he's so darn good. It just depends. This AFC is so loaded, and we've talked about it ever since I was here doing the show when we talked about Lamar Jackson. It was such a up in the air thing on where he was going to be, if he was going to be back to Baltimore. There are probably 10 or 11 teams that I would consider playoff caliber teams. There's going to be four that don't get in. And you're talking about quarterbacks like Lamar, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, possibly Tua Tagovailoa, all these guys. So if you put yourself in a five-game hole, you know, in a division like the AFC North, which is going to be brutally competitive, you want to be the one seed. You don't want to go to Kansas City again. They've had to do it for the last 5 years. Everybody has. You want to be the one seed. You don't want to be the five seed.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of it. You know, you have to have 13, maybe possibly 14 wins, I think, in the AFC to have the number one overall seed this year.
Well, I keep bringing this up because everybody, you know, we kind of filter how we want to filter. It's like, hey, I'm going to believe that story. It goes back to OBJ when the Cowboys wanted him. And I asked the question on the show. I said, can he even play? Is he healthy enough to play? And it, you know, that was what was true. Nobody wanted to focus on that. Yeah. He's not even going to play. Hey, we need talking points. We can mention the Cowboys here. So you start to think about the AFC East. I think one team gets to the playoffs out of the AFC East.
Do you?
Yes, because the AFC East is tough. You play the NFC East and the AFC West. Well, how many wins are you going to need to win that division? And is that going to be good enough to make the wild, you know, have a wild card team there? It's going to be tough sledding here. Buffalo, we know, is good. Miami is good.
The Jets should be good.
Should be good.
Yes.
So, you know, and New England will be competitive. You know, they may be average, but still, that's a pretty tough division top to bottom. Nobody's factoring that in. They're like, man, the Jets going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, would you argue that's mostly Jets fans?
No. It's the national media.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
I have not been. I think I'm just so in my own head when
you
it
comes can't
to it.
Watch any of these shows without knowing it's going to be about Dak.
Well, you got Greeny and you got Eisen, and they're freaking Jets fans. And so they, you know, I start talking about the reality, like you said, of what's real here, and Jets fans lose their collective minds. I mean, I swear, it's like I've come to the
point.
They
could be a year early.
Yes.
Which is strange to sound with Rodgers at his age, but I think that's why he's saying, I'm going to play here for a few years. I think he realizes if we do catch lightning in a bottle, it could be amazing, but give me a full year with this lineup, and, you know, then I think that we might be really formidable.
Do you imagine us not being in the same position next offseason with him deciding will he or won't he if they don't go to the playoffs and if they don't beat
I can't even think about it.
Yet. I do.
I can't.
I think that's what it is.
I can't. Wait, what do you think happens?
I think we just see the same thing we've had happen the last
year. If they don't
make
the playoffs, is Aaron Rodgers doing the, I don't know.
I got to go into the darkness and make a decision. I do. I mean, I think that's just kind of how he works. And I don't fault it necessarily.
Have you been have you gone into the dark place? Like, well, you've been in a dark place.
A very dark place.
It was called jail.
I spent 3 years in that dark place. You know, I do a lot of meditating now, you know, and I try to.
Would you have done what Rodgers did?
I couldn't do it for that long. You know, I'll spend, you know, 30 minutes in a room right now where everything's shut off. I just close my eyes and I meditate. I couldn't do what he did.
I do that. It's called a nap.
I mean, but my mind starts dreaming about and fantasizing about stupid stuff when I'm sleeping. It's not the productive type of stuff.
Wait, what are you fantasizing about?
Golf simulators. Big time. We're remodeling right now. We're putting one in.
Nice.
Yep.
How much weight have you lost?
Since 2020, like 80, 85 pounds since 2020.
Wow.
So we've been working at this for a while. I'm going to be an old dad. My kid's going to be, I'm going to be in my mid 60s when they graduate from high school. And so I just, you know, the NFL does a really good thing with the NFLPA, and they send us down to New Orleans to Tulane University, the medical school there. And we go through a huge brain and body scan. I just did it last week.
Yeah.
And you know, they take probably six figures worth of medical testing you get for free. It's amazing. And it's, you know, I'm very critical of the NFL and the NFLPA all the time, but I think it's really important that I talk about the good stuff they're doing for us former players and that aspect of things, because they use this one ultrasound on your heart where they can actually see inside the ventricles and see how really the plaque is. Otherwise, you don't know that unless you have it cracked open. And they're able to see that because that's the thing that kills a lot of us. We don't know what's going on there. So I got a lot of good feedback. They had the numbers from 2016 when I went last time.
And nothing concussion-wise. They can't register.
They can't really register, but the tumor that I had taken out, which was trauma-related, was almost, you know, the residual tumor was almost zero, which is amazing. You know, it's food, it's exercise, it's meditation, it's prayer, it's nature, and it's just, I think, you know, just kind of doing the same things I've done over the last 10 years.
Well, you look great. My best to your wife, and I know you're heading up to see your folks. So you're number one analyst for the Big 12 Game of the Week
on
ESPN+. Westwood One. You're podcasting as well, The Straight Line with Ryan Leaf. You're a busy guy there. Thanks for taking some time to join us over here. It's always good to see you, man.
Always good to see you guys. I appreciate you.
That's
I heard you're retiring, though, like in 2027.
4.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just down the road. If you want to keep doing the show and getting money, I'll do it for like $10 a show if you want.
Okay.
All right. Easy commute.
I'm not surprised you threw your name in the hopper.
Yeah. Yeah. 2028?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's always Nick Wright, who he's younger.
Is he younger?
Yeah.
He looks older.
He's a lot younger than you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yep.
All right. Innovation Refunds has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refund. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on the payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you. Do I have money waiting for me since I kept you guys on the payroll during the pandemic?
Yes.
I do have money?
No, I just said that to make you feel good.
No, then I feel bad because I didn't take them up on that.
You should Google it and look into it.
Innovation Refunds. They can help me get started. Well, us get started. You get started. Innovation Refunds. See if you qualify. Go to innovationrefunds.com and you can get some money. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Award-winning Irish-American whiskey, the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskey-making traditions, and New World style. Nobody's done this before. The smoothness and richness of Irish whiskey, the boldness and complexity of American whiskey. It's a unique drinking experience like no other. And the company is called Keeper's Heart. Master distiller Brian Nation, who gave us Jameson, left Ireland and went to Minnesota and started Keeper's Heart. Good friends of the show. A new partnership. All right. We'll get some phone calls here. Let's see. Mark in Maryland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 61225. Just calling in about the Angelo story in the Baltimore Orioles. Okay. I think we might have a new worst owner in sports on our hands.
Well, you just had one not too far from there with Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, and luckily I'm a Ravens fan. But, you know, two other stories that really haven't been reported on, kind of gone under the radar. One being our stadium lease. It is up after this year, and it has not been renewed. He has promised to renew it in Baltimore, but to date, nothing's been done. He said by the All-Star break it will be done. Mm. Still hanging out there. And, you know, earlier this year, he had an unusual press conference with a reporter where he asked not to take any questions because it's MLK Day when he was brought up that he didn't spend any money in the off season. So, you know, I think the new worst owner is fitting him pretty well.
Well, congratulations, Mark. Congratulations. But the Orioles have been a great story. It's just this story kind of appeared out of nowhere, and you're going, wait a minute. They suspended their announcer, and then I'm going, well, what did he say? And I don't know if there's anything else. I want to at least be fair to both sides. We did ask for the broadcaster and also, you know, somebody from the Orioles to join us. Nobody wanted to, which I don't blame them. But, yeah, you're just going, what am I missing here? Blank turns 86 years of age today.
It's a very famous celebrity, actor, very well known, had a great career. I would say still has a great career, still active actor.
An active actor.
Yes, but he, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, is as successful as anybody.
Gene Hackman.
No, but it's a good guess. I think Gene Hackman might be in his 90s.
Yeah, he's not acting anymore. Yes, Marv.
Jack Nicholson?
No, but you're pretty close.
86. Dustin Hoffman.
That's right. Dustin Hoffman turns 86. Bloop, right. Double right. Bloop for you.
Thank you. Dustin. Thank you.
But here's my thought.
Gosh, he's 86?
Yeah, no.
He still looks good.
He looks good. Yeah. He's always tan.
Yeah, 86.
I had a thought.
Okay.
Who passed away just like a week or two ago? Someone like Paul Rubens, the actor Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
So he gets all these tributes. He gets all these, you know, everyone's being really nice to him on social media, all these reports about him, everything, but he's not around to see it.
Yeah.
What if when really famous people turn 85 or 86, which is like a decade past life expectancy, we have a tribute day to them? Like we should do Dustin Hoffman Day tomorrow. I mean, everybody, not just us as a sports show. And there's tributes and there's things.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I don't think it.
He would love it.
America's crying out for a Dustin Hoffman tribute.
We got free time. It's a preseason.
Mm. Yeah.
You've really lost your pulse, finger on the pulse of America.
Yes, I have.
Dustin Hoffman Day is begging for it.
Yeah.
86.
What's the lead story? Oh, Dustin Hoffman Day. You're going to look back on The Graduate. And I mean, he was in Tootsie. There's so many movies.
Rain Man.
I didn't like Rain Man.
Wow.
Charlie Babbitt. About $100. Kmart sucks.
All the President's Men.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a wonderful actor. Kramer versus Kramer.
So we're kind of doing a tribute to him right now.
Yeah, and then that's it. We're done. Well, you had this when Sinead O'Connor died and the singer Morrissey said, oh, yeah, everybody's saying nice things about her now. When do we start saying nice things about you? Is that Morrissey saying, hey, you should be saying some nice things about me while I'm still alive?
I'm not going to be here forever, so you might as well get the tributes coming in now.
When is Morrissey Day? Is that tomorrow on our show?
But that's sort of what I'm doing, announcing my retirement in 4.5 years.
Yeah, you did.
You have the time to spend, these other hosts, if they want to fet me. Is that what it is, Ton? F-E-T-E?
I think so.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I think
about.
You used that in the right context.
I did.
I'm just not sure where the little accent goes.
Fet.
Which E?
Yeah.
Maybe that first
accent
E?
Accent aigu? Yeah. Do you want to call for Dustin Hoffman?
Yes. He's got three movies coming out.
Yeah. Yes, Todd, what?
We should totally invite Tootsie. Why not?
All right.
He says yes. That'd be great.
All right.
Zoom in with us.
That's not his real name. It's just a character.
Yes.
He likes to be called Tootsie.
No, he does not.
He does not?
No. We have a new poll question for the final 20 minutes of the show. Paulie, do you want to provide the honors?
This is based on when Teddy Bridgewater was signed today. We didn't know Teddy Bridgewater wasn't already on a roster.
Okay.
Chase Daniels, not on a roster. Matt Ryan, not on a roster.
Matt Ryan says he's waiting. People know where he is. I don't. I don't. If you have to announce it, then that sounds kind of sad. Like, hey, I'm still here. If somebody needs me. Would you rather have Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz?
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang, right.
God, you look back on that one play against the Rams. Did that change Carson Wentz's life? Blew out his knee. He was going to be the MVP. He was, you know, maybe he was going to the Super Bowl. Nick Foles comes in, wins the Super Bowl, the MVP.
All right, here's the poll question.
Okay.
Who plays in the NFL this season? Matt Ryan, Chase Daniel, Carson Wentz, Colin Kaepernick. Plays.
Teddy Bridgewater.
He's already on a roster.
Exactly. Oh, I didn't get that option?
No.
Theodore was not on there.
My bad.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Matt Ryan, Chase Daniel, Carson Wentz, Colin Kaepernick. Who plays?
How about neither? Can I do a neither?
Yes. Neither.
Neither? Yeah, I'd say neither.
Dang, right.
Neither.
Dang. It's funny that Colin Kaepernick is always still like, he's not coming back.
No, he's not. But he says he's breaking news.
And I hate to break it to you, but yeah. He's not coming back.
He says that he's ready, just in case.
Can we guess his age?
Colin Kaepernick?
35 and three quarters.
Okay.
But in playing years.
Yeah. He hadn't played in a while.
Well rested.
Yes,
he hasn't played since 2016.
Yes. Is that how long it's been?
Yeah, he was 1-10 as a starter for San Francisco in 2016. He did have 16 touchdowns and 4 picks. His numbers were nice. The team was not good.
Gosh. He could still play.
His quarterback rating in his last season was 91.
But you can't bring him in as a backup quarterback. You can't. It's like Cam Newton. You can't bring him in as a backup quarterback. Okay, how about, does Cam Newton play football ever again? Is Cam, 35?
I'm going to say that's probably a no.
Probably a no, sir.
That's probably a no.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is 34 years old.
Oh, so he's younger than Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, way younger than a lot of people.
And he's not going to play. Keith in Utah. Good morning, Keith. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6'2", 220. I just noticed that all those schools leaving the Pac-12 are all making $30-plus million a year. And I'm just wondering why the networks couldn't pull that together just to keep the Pac-12 alive.
Well, they were trying to do something that was subscription-based with Apple TV, sort of like what the MLS is doing with Messi. Like, you're just trying to get people to spend money instead of... I thought, with Apple's money, why wouldn't they just guarantee all these schools, like USC, UCLA, before they decided to leave, hey, you're going to make the same amount of money, but this is where you're going to be. You're going to be on the Apple platform. Therefore, it's not about the money. You got the money. Now it's up to Apple to try to distribute this and keep everybody together. Yes, Seton.
But that's what I hate about the Apple platform for college football is it takes away, again, this is a little selfish, but it is, you know, a gigantic portion of the population lives on the East Coast. And it's kind of fun having that like 11 o'clock midnight game on Saturday to sit, everybody's gone to bed, and you just watch by yourself or something.
Hey, I'm all in on that. My problem is...
I'm not going to pay for that, though.
I know, but you can't have me go, yeah, you got a couple of beers in you, you got to try to find the Apple. Like, I'm just not doing that. I go through the channels, and I might stop at ESPN2, might stop at Fox Sports 1, and maybe you get a late night game there. I'm not going to be going, wait, I got to get Apple TV to see this. And it's got to be something that you really want to see if you're going to go to Apple TV and spend your money on that. And, you know, they just miscalculated the role that linear TV still plays in America. You can do streaming, but streaming is, hey, this show is on, you got to stream it. Okay. College football? No. That ain't happening. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, like SEC games, you start on CBS. Easy to find, network TV. Then it's the SEC channel. The SEC network, also pretty easy to find. You can flip back and forth. And then you go to ESPN Plus for like second and third tier games. But when your main tier game is on a streaming channel, you're making us work.
Yeah, ESPN Plus, you know, I would subscribe to that because I'm going to get a lot of games there. And it's not difficult to get that and get those games. Whereas Apple TV, just like with MLS, you know, put it behind a paywall, going to limit the number of people who are going to want to do a drive-by there. Ellen in Wisconsin. Hi, Ellen. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Briefly, people need to stop taking credit for their birthdays. Technically, it's their parents who should get the credit. Number two, if you're going to feed Booger McFarland, oh, my God, please, please do that live and get several large barnyard animals. Number three, I worship Andrew from Washington. He's like the best guest ever. He should get as a college realignment. You know, they're going to do like the NFL does. You know, there'll be four divisions, and one year, you know, the East people go out. Once every 4 years, they'll go out and play Oregon, and then Oregon, you know, comes out and sees, you know, Penn State. And so I don't think they're going to be traveling that much. They'll figure out a way to work it. Notre Dame used to do a thing where their non-revenue sports were in a different conference than their basketball team. So clearly it can be done. So,
yeah, it just takes some grown-ups to get together who truly are going to care about the sport, not what the sport means to them individually or their university. Yes, Eden.
My problem with the splitting conferences things, like say we'll take the Notre Dame example, right? Notre Dame is football is independent right now, so it would theoretically work. But if Notre Dame was to join the Big Ten, and Notre Dame is then getting all of that Big Ten football money, but part of that Big Ten football money trickles down to fund all of the other sports that are spread out against all of these other conferences, why would the Big Ten be okay with that?
That you would want Notre Dame's programs to be in the Big Ten with all the other sports in the Big Ten under the Big Ten umbrella?
Why would the Big Ten want all of the money they're generating from football to then go fund the volleyball team that's in the ACC and the baseball team that's in the whatever baseball conference and then the whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you already got Notre Dame football. You don't care what they do with their money. You want Notre Dame football. If that trickles down and you're going to use it for a library or you're going to use it for, you know, the baseball team.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. Mm. I'd be like, who cares? We got Notre Dame football.
So I feel like you would have to, the conferences for the other teams would have to be completely separate from football too. Like you couldn't have Big Ten baseball anymore then.
Probably not. But I just think that if we're using common sense with this, baseball doesn't produce revenue or, you know, all these other sports. So why are we making them travel all over to spend even more money for something that doesn't produce? And I don't want to lose those programs. You got Title IX that's involved in this. So you want to make sure you keep those programs together and do it geographically where it makes sense, where you're not traveling all over the place, because that's going to be the death of these programs. There'll be programs that will die because we can't afford to travel.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with that.
It's a shame.
100%.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Simply Safe Home Security. Every time I get to talk about these people, I feel like I'm doing you a service because I'm giving you the information about the best home security. They win awards every single year, and they've just come out with the 24/7 LiveGuard Protection. It's designed to stop crime in real time. If somebody breaks into your home, Simply Safe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them. You have this indoor wireless camera, the smart alarm. The alarm will go off and then hopefully they leave your home. Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can now warn the intruders and record the video of them. The new smart alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm, instantly stop intruders with a built-in siren. They've thought of everything and they always think of you. 20% off any Simply Safe system by being a DP Show listener. You have to sign up for a free month trial of Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hall of Famer Joe Thomas will join us on the program tomorrow. What's he think of Deion Sanders' idea? How about having a gold room for maybe first ballot Hall of Famers? Well, Joe would be up in the penthouse, wouldn't he? First ballot Hall of Famer? I think Joe Thomas has the worst winning percentage of anybody in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
All right.
I think so. I'm not going to lead with that tomorrow with Joe, but he would be in the gold room. The gold club, as we like to say.
Whoa, that could be a whole different room.
The gold club. Yeah, Marv.
What if there's somebody that gets maybe not the gold jacket, but the mustard yellow jacket, and they feel like they should be in the gold club?
Mm.
Then that could just open up a different can of worms also. because you'll see somebody. So say if it's like a TO and they see Randy Moss and he's like, wait, I should have that color jacket.
Well, but he can't blame Randy Moss. He has to blame the voters.
But it's just going
to
be a different can of worms. Like when they go there for Hall of Fame weekend in Canton, and then it's like, all right, whoa, relax, yellow. Relax, mustard. This is for the Gold Club over
relax,
here.
Mustard.
Mr. Mustard, Game of Clue. What do you guys think? Do you have a penthouse? Do you have – how about if you are a first ballot Hall of Famer, should you be distinguished differently than everybody else?
Like a stripe on your jacket. Or something like almost like.
Well, no, your bust would be on a different floor, or you would have a different area of the first ballot Hall of Famers room.
First ballot, that's fair because that is a real to the public. That's a distinction,
and that's the only way that I can differentiate here. That if you are a first ballot Hall of Famer, cut and dried, plain and simple, you get to be in the gold room area. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I totally agree with the first ballot Hall of Famer, but. That's it, because we don't need to have an area of the guys who just barely got in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're a Hall of Famer technically.
It's in the breezeway. Like, you after the main doors, so there's like a little breezeway.
We don't need that area.
Right. Drew Breezeway. Oh. Okay. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, I don't like that distinction. I can maybe go along with the first part of that, but that's like someone on a World Series champion team or a Super Bowl team that didn't really contribute much. So what do they get? The cubic zirconia instead of the diamonds? They get a less shiny, smaller ring. I don't like that.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
This Day in Movie History. What do you have, Paul?
Oh, okay. This Day in Movie History. These two films were released one 31 years ago, the other 19 years ago. Which would you watch again? First one is Unforgiven, Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman. Okay. Considered a classic. Won a lot of awards, a lot of nominations. Mm-hmm. Unforgiven, mm-hmm. Gene Hackman, Clint mm-hmm. Eastwood. Or one of my favorites, Collateral, with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. For those who haven't seen it, Tom Cruise is a hitman. Jamie Foxx is a cab driver.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Really good flick. Marvin?
You're assuming that I saw it.
You were doing the head nod when I said Collateral.
Okay, I did see it, yes.
Did you like Collateral?
I loved it. It was really good.
Tom Cruise is really great in it.
Yeah, the movie's really good.
Well, he brought everybody back to the theater.
Right. You got to see Collateral, Dan.
I'm surprised he's not in Oppenheimer and Barbie. Tom Cruise?
They would have never been made without Maverick.
That's probably so.
That is a
and the Mission Impossible, all of those things. Yeah, there's a few movies I got to catch up on. But I don't know if Collateral is where I'm going to go in. Does Tom Cruise have like white hair or silver hair?
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
You play. it does, but it's a kick-ass flick.
It looks stupid.
Plays Vince the Hitman.
Like, oh my God, I wouldn't know that that's Tom Cruise. Crazy.
That's why you're not going to watch it.
That's it. This Day in Sports History, Paulie.
1903, Joe McGinty of the New York team, whatever team, pitched two complete games in one day. That's more than guys during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have heard of this one. 1992, the Dream Team clinched gold medal in the Barcelona Summer Olympics. USA beat Croatia 117-85 in a barn burner.
Yeah. On this date, 1997, Randy Johnson, the big unit, struck out 19 Chicago White Sox. And let's see, is there anything else? Oh, on this day, 1976, the White Sox wore shorts for the first game of a doubleheader against the Royals. And they looked silly then, and they look silly now.
Wore their short pants.
Yeah, they got their short shorts there. How silly is that? Ryan in Wisconsin. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
No, it's a different Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
5'11", 185. And I have a super nerdy stat of the day for baseball here, but I'm going to need the Hatebreed stat of the day music. Whoa. So while Marvin is getting that ready, I have to give credit where credit is due. It's all about content, you say, and Fritzy's Little League team today had us rolling over here. Great stuff.
Oh, good.
Great stuff,
good.
Man.
Yeah, you did a great job. Well, if you missed that, we'll put it on the newsletter. All right, give me some Hatebreed there, Marv.
The Mariners rookie Bryce Miller struck out 10 in 5 innings, while the Angels' Case Stelfseth, tongue twister, struck out 12 in 7 innings. This marks the first time opposing rookie pitchers struck out 10 or more batters in the same game since September 1st, 1906.
Oh, he got crushed.
The tongue twister.
Yeah.
Rogue wave.
Yeah. He didn't see it. Thought he was in the clear.
Seemed like a nice fella, too.
Yeah.
Hate to do it to him.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. Look out for the wave!
Oh. All the best.
Let's
all
see.
The best.
Yeah. Lions and I don't need to do these. I had some prop bets. I'll wait, use it tomorrow. Let's go around the room what we learned in this program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
Ryan Leaf wanted to wear his dad's number 14 in high school, but scrub Bill Clark grabbed it before he could and would not relinquish it.
Bill Clark, jerk. Seton O'Connor.
Booger McFarland knows how to barbecue.
Yeah, he wants to come down and have a little man cave Friday, meet Friday. Yes, Marvin.
Nick Wright, younger than Ryan Leaf.
Yes, he is. I think Ryan Leaf's 47. Nick Wright, probably in his 30s, isn't he? But he said, yeah, he looks older. Paulie, what'd you learn today?
You may see the movie Collateral.
And I may not. Todd, what did I learn today?
Paulie suggests we have an argument clock for managers who can't control their behavior while arguing with the umps.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQB. Our pleasure to serve you every single day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.